It's time for our Friday Snapshot. Today we check in with Jeff Obafemi Carr. He lives in Nashville, home to countless music greats, and Jeff recently discovered one of them living nearby in an apartment as small as his voice was boundless.
Oh, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
I didn't know what to think when an old friend told me I needed to meet Dr. J. Robert Bradley. To be honest, I'd never heard of him. Turns out, he was a legendary classical and gospel singer who, like me, made his home in Nashville. Bradley had come up with the likes of William Warfield and Marian Anderson. He was the featured soloist at Mahalia Jackson's funeral. Also there was the New York Times. They wrote, "When Big Black Bradley opened his mouth, chaos ensued." So I took my friend's advice and dropped by Bradley's home in downtown Nashville. It wasn't what I had expected, just a modest apartment with a shrill buzzer for a doorbell. When I rang, the voice that answered rattled me.
"Who is it?"
Dr. Bradley asked. His words rang with the clearness of crystal and the authority of thunder. I thought I had a fairly deep voice until I heard his rich baritone.
"This is Jeff Carr," I said in my best imitation of a baritone. "JT told you I would be coming."
Silence. Then a buzz and the door unlocked. Once inside, Dr. Bradley eased his broad frame into an easy chair that sat across from a couch and a television set. He was still wearing his pajamas. On my way to the couch, I spotted a wall covered with accolades, certificates, governmental decrees, a street sign with his name on it. He shook my hand with a firm grip and studied me over his glasses, but only one eye was open. He wiped the other, keeping it almost fully closed. I didn't know what to say besides the truth. I'd been told he was someone I needed to meet. Luckily, he seemed to consider that reason enough not to kick me out. Over the course of the next 2 hours, he told me how he sang for money as a poor, illiterate child in Memphis on a street that now bears his name, how he was discovered singing at a revival by a white voice teacher who then risked his job sneaking the young Bradley into his studio on a segregated campus while his wife taught Bradley how to read and write. He spoke of his debut at Carnegie Hall and the Royal Albert Hall in London. By the end of our session, I was a believer. Then, as I was about to leave, he asked me if I could return the favor. From time to time, he said, he needed help washing his feet. I said I'd be honored to. Over the course of a year or so, I washed Bradley's feet, and he fed my spirit with a lifetime of stories. In between, we sang old hymns like, "Leave It There," "If I Can Help Somebody," and "I'll Fly Away." I was glad to take the tenor part. Dr. Bradley passed a few months ago, and I truly miss him. But before he died, he gave me a word of advice that I'll never forget. It came in answer to a question I'm sure he'd heard a million times, but I couldn't help asking. "So tell me, Doc, what's the secret of your success?" He leaned back in his chair, wiped a tear from that almost closed eye, and smiled. "I never sang a song," he said, "that I did not feel."
Commentator Jeff Obafemi Carr lives in Nashville. He acts, sings, and hosts the weekly radio program Freestyle.
Some glad.